But I'm sorry to say that we're now nearing the end of our summer holiday-themed edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. However, it wouldn't be complete without letting Neil Haverson have the last word. This month he's been contemplating shrinkflation. Is that even a word? Well, Neil certainly seems to think so, and he's been experiencing it at first hand, as he'll now tell us.
They say I might as well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate, and now I've passed my...
You may think Mrs. H and I need to get a life. Recently we've been counting the number of slices we get with our regular loaf of bread. It used to be 20, it's now 18. Of course, the price is the same. As I stashed the loo rolls in their usual place in the cupboard, I thought, that's odd, these don't seem so big. Sure enough, same length, same number of rolls, but they were that bit smaller. And I thought a bit thinner. Hopefully this won't be an issue when we go to the loo. In fact, we weren't making a startling discovery. It's been going on for years and has been dubbed shrinkflation. Hundreds of products have decreased in size and weight, but remained the same price. Fewer tissues in your box of Kleenex. Cadbury's Dairy Milk down from 200 grams to 180 grams. Fewer Tetley tea bags, 10 Jaffa cakes instead of 12s, and so it goes on. I suppose companies would argue that costs have gone up, so it would mean a price increase to maintain the same value. But would that not be more honest than sneaky reductions, hoping the customer won't notice? Here's something to try. Tell your boss you'll be shrinking your output by 10%, but you'll expect the same wages. Size can be a frustration in many ways. How many modern cars will fit into older garages? My car is not particularly wide, but I reckon I could just get it in the garage, although then I would be trapped inside it. And you'll know how annoying it is when you have to replace something that you find the old part is imperial and the new one metric. Do you have trouble with the size of clothes? Mrs. H buys a pair of jeans, likes them, so goes to get another pair. They don't fit the same. She goes online and I hear spitting feathers as she reads the reviews about the same problem. Comments include, you may think you're a 12, but you'll need a 14 if you buy this jumper. And I bought a 12 short, and they came down to the floor. I know she's right. Sometimes to make sure she gets some that fit, she will buy two pairs of jeggings, one a 10 and the other a 12. I will be invited to attend the trying-on ritual. Look, she exclaims, they're supposed to be different sizes, but the waists are the same. Look at the legs. The larger size is shorter. I make the usual sympathetic noises. I don't normally have that problem, but then I found myself launching into a Mrs. H-style rant. All I wanted was a belt for my trousers. My waist is about 33 inches, but the belts are sold in ranges of sizes. All I could get was 30 to 32, too small, or 34 to 36, too big. In the end, I bought the larger one and punched an extra hole in it. So when I do it up, I have an excess of belt flapping around. I suppose I could adopt the shrinkflation ethos and work on reducing the size of my waist. Or I could tuck into a few more chips and expand to fit the belt. I suspect that wouldn't get past the scrutiny of Shady Pines management.
Well, I'm with you, Neil. I lament the fact that Mars bars are only about a third the size they used to be.